Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 59 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kenzie Thompson.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
I will do whatever I can to help her and her administration move forward.
Mayor Jim Tom Trent loses to opponent Laura White Brown in a close mayoral race.
Elwood Cottle takes the new Round County clerk seat.
A new Round County judge executive has been named.
Two men have been arrested in Scott County after a shooting.
Moorhead State University is hosting a Veterans Day lunch.
In sports, Moorhead State basketball defeated Kentucky Christian in their season opener last night.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 32 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
White Brown will be the new mayor of Moorhead after she beat incumbent Jim Tom Trent last night. With an unofficial vote count of 717 to 679, White Brown is the first woman to be elected as the mayor of the city of Moorhead. After being declared the winner, White Brown said she wants to hear directly from Moorhead residents while in office.
I want to have a town hall for all the citizens to come and tell me what they want to see and what they feel is important in the city.
White Brown is the daughter of Round County District 4 Magistrate Ray White, who was reelected last night. White Brown and all other winning candidates will be sworn into office on January 1st, 2019.
Moorhead's current mayor, Jim Tom Trent, stays positive about the recent midterm election. Results show that Trent's numbers fell slightly below that of Laura White Brown's, losing by a mere 38 votes. Trent says regardless of who won the election, he will continue to support the citizens of Moorhead for as long as he can.
It sounded like, from the outcome, Moorhead wanted a change, and it's my hometown, and they wanted a change when I won 4 years ago, and if they want to change, and I accepted that, then I, being a lifetime member of Moorhead and Round County, then I will accept what the voters said for this change, and I will do whatever I can to help her and her administration move forward.
Trent says he places elections like these in the hands of God and says that White Brown will properly serve Moorhead for the next 4 years.
Elwood Cottle Jr. will be the new Round County clerk after he beat Republican Kim Davis last night. With an unofficial vote count of 4,210 to 3,566, Cottle beat Davis by a little over 600 votes. After being declared the winner, Cottle had a few people to thank.
First of all, I want to thank Round County for getting out to vote. I appreciate the support for you and for the confidence in me that they have. I would like to thank the Round County Democratic Executive Committee, the Kentucky State Democrat Committee, the Fairness Campaign, and LBAR for your support and assistance and endorsements.
Cottle's opponent, Kim Davis, brought national attention to Round County in 2015 when she denied marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She then served time in jail when a federal judge found her in contempt. Cottle, as well as all of the other winning candidates, will be sworn into office on January 1st, 2019.
Harry Clark won his bid for Round County Judge Executive last night. Clark will take the place of retiring Walter Doc Blevins. After winning last night, Clark laid out his first plan of action.
Our governing documents, we're going to get those up to speed first thing so we know where we're at and where we're going, and then we'll hit the ground from there.
Clark beat Don Hall 4,267 votes to 3,491. Clark, as well as all other winning candidates, will be sworn into their posts January 1st of 2019.
52% of registered voters in Round County showed up at the polls on Election Day. That's a 22% increase from the primary election in May. Ashley Adkins is the chair of the Democratic Executive Committee. She says it was not a coincidence that turnout was so high.
We had prepared to win yesterday. We had worked very hard at getting good and credible information to them for the candidates they, you know, would be voting on, hosting events, getting people out to those.
Adkins says the next goal for the committee is establishing a relationship with college students to get them involved in the next election.
Round County had several uncontested races on Tuesday. WMKY's Haley Stidham has the results.
State Representative Rocky Adkins received 80% of the total votes cast, the highest of any candidate on the ballot. Commonwealth Attorney Ronnie Goldie, Circuit Clerk Kim Barker-Tabor, Property Valuation Administrator Carmen Swim, County Attorney Cecil Watkins, Jailer Wes Calderon, Constables Jerry Ravenscraft, Randy Steele, and Bob Christian, and Board of Education member Scott Davidson all received around 70% of the total votes, including a 4% margin. Sheriff Matt Sparks and Coroner John Northcutt received 77 and 78% of all votes, respectively. In the Morehead City Council race, all candidates received between 17 and 16% of the votes cast. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Haley Stidham.
A Round County official says tax bills in Morehead will need to be reissued for some city property owners. Carmen Swim is the Property Valuation Administrator for the county, which provides the city with the fair tax value and the taxable assessment for each property. Swim says there are three types of property being assessed in the county: farm, commercial, and residential.
What sets farm property apart from the others is the fact that the state allows a different kind of valuation for farms. I think the spirit of that legislation is to assist farmers and their bottom line, just to reduce the tax burden a bit for larger parcels and farmland, land used for horticultural purposes.
Swim says a local property owner alerted her to the issue over the weekend. She met with the city clerk on Monday to help correct the error. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Morehead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center, presenting the 34th Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. A holiday tradition and open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Morehead. More than 100 regional vendors of handmade arts and crafts, antiques, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Morehead.
Two men have been arrested after an early morning shooting in Scott County. Police tell WTVQ DeAndre Johnson and Tanson Fisher fired several times at a victim with five other individuals in the home. Investigators say the victim was in bed at the time. The victim was then taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say the suspects and the victim knew each other, and this was not a random crime. Both men are charged with assault and wanton endangerment, while Fisher is also charged with fleeing and evading police. The name of the victim has not been released.
Scioto County, Ohio officials arrested a man after a high-speed chase. WSAZ reports 19-year-old Joshua Longworth is charged with failure to comply, improper handling of a firearm while intoxicated, driving under the influence, and felonious assault. Police say Longworth had two loaded firearms and five knives in his possession. He is lodged in the Scioto County Jail.
A fatal car crash in Johnson County involving two Pike County officers led to the shutdown of a section of U.S. 23. According to LEX 18, one of the cars involved in the accident was a Pike County Sheriff's Cruiser, which had two officers and a prisoner inside of it. Officials say the two-vehicle crash resulted in one death in the civilian vehicle, and the deputy in the cruiser was injured. Both north and southbound lanes of U.S. 23 were shut down due to the crash.
A Hardin County man has admitted to seriously abusing his infant son. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
This is the kind of case that keeps us up at night.
Nigel Aguirre is charged with assault in the beating of his one-month-old son. Elizabethtown Police Officer John Thomas tells WLKY.
And what he told detectives was the child wasn't sleeping, so he hoped to cause the child to cry in order to cry himself to sleep. And this resulted in multiple brain bleeds and swelling on the brain on both sides of the brain.
The child also had blisters and bruises all over his body. Thomas says the baby is in stable yet critical condition and is expected to survive. I'm Haley Hansen.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that parents should stop spanking their kids. According to WSAZ, the new guidelines that were released Monday are calling for spanking to be banned. Dr. Daniel Whitmore is a pediatrician and an internist with Valley Health. He says kids learn by observing others and mimicking their behavior, which is why spanking and corporal punishment in general are bad ideas.
It's probably not the spanking that improved these kids and adults that turned out really well. I bet if they look back, they're like, wow, my parents supported me, they were there for when I needed them, and I felt loved.
Whitmore tells adults to calm down in the moment, get the child's attention, explain what they did wrong, and have them repeat back what they're supposed to do instead.
Morehead State University and the Round County School District will be hosting the Veterans Day Luncheon this Friday at the Academic Athletic Center. The event honors those who have served in the armed forces. That includes veteran staff, faculty, student veterans, veterans at large, and Gold Star moms. MSU Director of Military Initiatives David Littoral says Morehead does a great job when it comes to supporting veterans.
Especially the Round County Veterans Foundation and the American Legion here in Morehead area. We partner with them on several events throughout the year. So I think that there's a fair amount of support throughout the community.
The lunch will take place from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It is open to the public, and all participants must dress business casual. Music performances will be done by the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music.
The Community Hospice Center in Ashland is hosting a Veterans Day ceremony Friday. The Hospice Center will be honoring patients, volunteers, or other members of the community who are military veterans. Susan Hunt is the Executive Director of Community Hospice.
We just take a few minutes, about 15 minutes, to recognize any veterans that are attending, any of our patients or volunteers that have been veterans or staff members. You know, it's just an opportunity for us to say thank you to the veterans.
Ashland City Manager will be in attendance as the speaker for the ceremony. It will be held in the garden area outside of the Hospice Center at 11 a.m. It is located at 2330 Pollard Road in Ashland. A reception will take place inside the building immediately following the ceremony.
A local substance abuse recovery center has received a grant from the Commonwealth of Kentucky aimed at better serving the region. Shepherd Shelter Ross Rehab is a nonprofit, faith-based organization in the former Annie Walker Nursing Home building in Mount Sterling. Pastor Wayne Ross is its director.
We are a 54-bed inpatient treatment center. We offer transitional living and outpatient services as well. The transitional living is off-site in another house. We offer drug and alcohol treatment for nearly everyone. Some of our participants are age 18 all the way up to 75.
Ross says with the $167,000 grant, Shepherd Shelter will be able to hire more personnel. This in turn will allow them to meet requirements to receive a Behavioral Health Services Organization certification, which would allow the center to begin accepting insurance for treatment. Anyone seeking information on Shepherd Shelter can call the facility at 859-498-7111.
The theatrical performance of Dracula will be coming to Round County Senior High School this week, but will be performed differently than the original. The play will be a comedic take on Bram Stoker's classic and will be performed by the Round County Viking Thespians. Director Kayla Stafford says aside from herself, the play will be run entirely by the students.
Students run the light and sound. John Jenkins is in his fourth year of running the entire sound room. All of the students are actors, behind the scene workers. I have an assistant director. This is also her fourth year working backstage. The stage manager is in her fourth year, and they do the costuming as well.
Stafford says even though the play has comedic elements, it will have some seriousness to it, and the characters will actually be scared of Count Dracula. The show will go on November 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7 p.m., and November 10th at 2 and 7 p.m. Admission is $5 at the door. Opening night is free for all Round County students, and the community is invited. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 34 degrees. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 50. Thursday night, a 100% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m., lows around 41. Friday, a 90% chance of showers, mainly before 3 p.m., highs near 48. And Friday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 28 degrees. Current temperatures in your listening area are 50 degrees in Flemingsburg, 52 degrees in Maysville, 52 degrees in Ashland, 52 degrees in Grayson, 54 degrees in Inez, 51 degrees in Mount Sterling, 52 degrees in Lexington, and 50 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, we'll hear from a group of teen writers who came to Morehead State University last month for Writer's Day Out.
Hi, my name is Holly Newton. I'm a sophomore at Round County Senior High School, and the title of my piece is called Oxygen. The first time I kissed a boy, I was 13. Summer of 2016, the gravel underneath our feet crunched as we walked together, hand in hand to the end of North Wilson. Our loud laughter filled the trees around us. He turned to me, his face pink from the heat of the California sun. I looked up at him, only to feel my heartbeat quicken. As he leaned down and gently pressed his lips against mine, As he pulled away, I had to remind myself to breathe. I allowed my lungs to remember what oxygen tasted like.
Hello, my name is Shahid Jabbar, and I'm a sophomore at Bath County High School. The topic of my passage is I Believe. I believe that there should be one type of government in the whole world. There should be no electronics available for anyone under the age of 18, and I believe that everyone should be punished in the same way for their actions. I believe in these statements because under the same government, everyone would be treated equal, everyone would be safe, and then there will be no wars or anything like that. I believe that teens should not have electronics because it is a distraction. It also ruins childhood because on the internet there's a lot of explicit content. Finally, I believe that everyone should be punished for the same reasons because it is not fair to everyone. This is what I believe.
Hi, my name is Michaela Skeens, and I am a junior at Round County Senior High School, and the title of my piece is I Believe. I believe that everyone should be treated as equal because there's so much hate in this world against people, especially the LGBTQIA+ community. People should be able to be with whoever they want to be without judgment or hate. This world is so full of hate that people are too scared to come out because of the hate from their families and friends. I believe that everyone should be treated as equal. That's what I believe.
Holly Newton, Shahid Jabbar, and Michaela Skeens at the Teen Writers Day Out here at Morehead State University. It's 4:46 and 59 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Kenzie Thompson, here with Cody Robinson. We are coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this chilly Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
It's a good start for the Eagles. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. Despite the win last night, the Morehead State University men's basketball team has a lot to consider. The Eagles ended up getting the win over Kentucky Christian 102-82, but head coach Preston Spradlin says the team's defensive performance left him kind of disappointed.
You know, we weren't talking, we weren't in gaps, we weren't in black. We finally started doing those things. Then, you know, they put their heads down and they played with us, and we were reactive. We just did not play like we were capable of playing. So for that, I was disappointed.
The Eagles play again tomorrow evening when they head to UConn for a 7 p.m. tip-off. Coach John Calipari said before yesterday's season opener that it would be a good gauge of where his second-ranked team was at. The Cats ended up falling to number 4-ranked Duke 118-84. Calipari spoke to UK Athletics following the game. He says while the Blue Devils outplayed them overall, his guys also seemed to play themselves.
Then you look at it, and then we kind of, instead of coming together, which Reed was talking about, we splintered and then guys tried to do their own thing, which spread it from an 11-point game or a 10-point game till I kept looking up. We're down 14. As bad as we're playing, we're down 7 baskets. And then you look up, it's 19. Then it's 20. Like, we had our chances, but we kind of broke off.
The Wildcats play again this Friday when they host Southern Illinois at 7 p.m. The 5-3 Cincinnati Bengals are preparing for a home matchup with the New Orleans Saints this Sunday. The Bengals are coming off a bye week last week, while the Saints are on a 7-game winning streak after beating the Rams, marking their first loss of the year. Saints QB Drew Brees has made headlines after throwing for more yards than any other quarterback in history. Bengals QB Andy Dalton said that the O-line is starting to come together after some injury issues.
They've done a great job. I think you just look at the sack numbers and everything, and they've done a really good job. I think it starts with what Bill's been doing, and goes to Frank, and just the guys that we have here have worked really hard. And so, I think they've played excellent. Obviously, we lost Billy for a while, and Trey stepped in and played really well. Even with a couple things that have happened, I think our guys have done just a tremendous job.
Drew Brees has thrown for 2,300 yards and 18 touchdowns this season compared to Dalton's 2,100 and 17 touchdowns. Kickoff at Paul Brown Stadium is 1 p.m. on Sunday. According to NFL.com's Ian Rappaport, ex-Cowboys star wide receiver Dez Bryant has signed a one-year agreement with the New Orleans Saints. The Dallas Cowboys released Bryant on April 13th, making him a free agent for the first time in his eight-year NFL career. And according to ESPN's Todd Richard, the Cowboys' decision to part ways with the 30-year-old Bryant was a combination of his $16.5 million cap hit for 2018 and sideline outbursts that had become a distraction. Per Mike Florio of NBC Sports, the NFL as a whole this season has set a most points scored up to a current date record. In 9 weeks, there have been a total of 6,440 points scored. In addition, the total touchdowns scored at 736 and passing touchdowns at 473 are the most through Week 9 in league history. And Jets rookie QB Sam Darnold is week-to-week with a foot injury, according to the New York Daily News' Manish Mehta, who said Darnold was spotted in a boot on the sideline of the Jets practice today. Over the weekend, Michigan has moved into the fourth spot of the college football playoff rankings behind Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame. Georgia is next at 5, followed by Oklahoma. The playoff picture cleared up after a weekend where several contenders asserted themselves. The top four teams in the final rankings December 2nd will play in the national semifinals. Kansas State cornerback Duke Shelley was arrested this week for failure to appear and was released after paying a $500 bond, though his status for this weekend's game against Kansas remains in question. The Wildcats' best cornerback, Shelley, had a warrant issued by Manhattan Municipal Court after he was cited for driving without proof of insurance and having expired tags. And Virginia coach Bronco Mendenhall says sixth-year linebacker Malcolm Cook has decided to end his playing career. Mendenhall says Cook will have a medical procedure for a sports hernia that would cause him to miss the remainder of the season. Cook has appeared in four games this season and accounted for 20 tackles. During 19 career games, he amassed 70 total tackles and two sacks. And lastly in sports, the Cincinnati Reds are continuing to grow their coaching staff in the offseason. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
The Reds hired Turner Ward from the Dodgers as their hitting coach Monday, their second significant addition under new manager David Bell. Cincinnati also hired Derek Johnson from Milwaukee as its pitching coach. The Dodgers and Brewers played in the NL Championship Series, with Los Angeles advancing to the World Series for the second straight year and losing to Boston. Ward spent the last three seasons as the Dodgers' hitting coach. They set the club records for homers, extra base hits, and slugging percentage each of the last two seasons. The Dodgers led the NL with 235 homers last season. Ward is from Alabama and was attracted to the Reds' job in part because it would get him closer to home. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
And that'll do it for sports for today. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football will have a senior celebration for their final home game of the season, hosting Drake on Saturday, November 17th. Kickoff is at 1:05 p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed broadly higher after the midterm election results came in about as expected, lifting a cloud of uncertainty that was weighing on the market. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 545.29 at 26,180.30. The S&P 500 was up 58.44 at 2813.89, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 194.79, finishing at 7570.75. All three major indices were up over 2% today. And, of course, in the elections yesterday, the Democrats won control of the House of Representatives while Republicans retained their hold on the Senate as the midterms outcome split Congress. And investors expect Trump's business-friendly policies to continue, while some expressed optimism about Congress providing a larger check on Trump's more disruptive market actions. Historically, equity markets see strong results when Congress is divided. Stocks did rally across multiple sectors as shares of Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Google parent Alphabet all rose. Of course, Caterpillar is seen getting a boost from continued economic growth as well as possibly easier trade restrictions. There's also some optimism the president will work with Democrats on an infrastructure plan. Vulcan Materials and United Rentals both jumped today on the heels of that type of news or that type of thinking, with Vulcan particularly strong, finishing up almost 5%. Tech shares rose as a divided Congress could also keep Trump from seriously going after tech giants such as Amazon for being too big and influential on the economy. In the commodities markets, oil is down almost 1%, not at all participating with stocks, finishing at $61.60 a barrel. And, of course, the easing of sanctions on Iran, or actually allowing several different countries to continue to buy oil from Iran, certainly helping oil's continued slide taking place today. Gold was up 0.8% at $1,227.60 an ounce. And overseas in Europe, stocks are strong, with the Stock 600 index finishing up just over 1%. And in Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Hang Seng up 0.1% and the Nikkei down 0.25%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the very best performers were Caterpillar and United Health Group. The only Dow stock that was down today was Procter & Gamble. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Cimarex Energy and DaVita, while the worst performers were Coty and Michael Kors. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp down 7 cents at $52.57. Walmart up at Walmart was up $1.01 at $104.34. AK Steel was up 8 cents at $3.90. Marathon Petroleum up $1.40 at $69.77. Anthem was up $18.74 at $290.75 a share. And CSX was up $1.94 to finish at $72.31. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service. Major Brands offers tire replacement with name brand tires such as BF Goodrich, Kelly, Uniroyal, and Michelin. Vehicle maintenance by certified technicians includes brakes, belts and hoses, steering, batteries, oil changes, and more. Walk-ins or appointments are welcome. Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service in Moorhead and Mount Sterling, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1, and online at majorbrandstire.com.
Taking another look at the weather forecast for the week. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 34 degrees. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 50. Thursday night, a 100% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Lows around 41. Friday, a 90% chance of showers, mainly before 3 p.m. Highs near 48. Friday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 28 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 23. On Veterans Day, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 46. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33 degrees.
Taking a look at some upcoming events for this area. Brown County Senior High School Viking Lesbians will perform Jeff Bankford's Dracula, comedic play based loosely on the classic novel. Performances are at 7 p.m. on November 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on November 10th at the Round County High School. Tickets are $5 for general admission.
A fundraiser will be held for STAR, Saving the Animals of Round County, at the Round County Board of Education building on West Sun Street in Moorhead. The event is from 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, November 8th. There will be a quarter auction and a hot dog dinner.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Logan Pemberton, Brian Courtney, Leanne Akers, Haley Stidham, Chaz Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Naya Indweza, Jacob Lindberg, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Tilden Johnson, K&N's Haley Hansen, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from team writers Holly Newton, Shahid Jubar, and Michaela Skeens. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Kenzie Thompson for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.